from the MyTimmonsNow.com newsroom. This is Country 93.1 News.
Good afternoon. I'm Bob McIntyre. Leave it right here tonight when you're looking for results of today's municipal election. Starting at 8 o'clock and three times an hour, I will report on the latest numbers coming in from Timmins, Cochrane, and Iroquois Falls in the races for mayor and municipal councillors. Will Premier Doug Ford and former Ontario Solicitor General Sylvia Jones testify at the Federal Emergencies Act inquiry? That's the question, with the two seeking a judicial review to set aside summonses to appear at the probe into whether the invocation of the act to break up Freedom Convoy protests was necessary. Ford and Jones are arguing that the summonses are inconsistent with parliamentary privilege. Ford has been lambasted by officials who are testifying for not getting involved enough during the demonstrations in Ottawa. A transcript of a telephone call between Prime Minister Justin Trudeau and Ottawa Mayor Jim Watson shows Trudeau accusing Ford of hiding from his duty for political reasons. As with most seasons, Halloween has its own music associated with it. The Timmins Symphony will be playing a lot of it this Saturday night during its Halloween Pop Spectacular concert. Publicity director Cameron Grant says you'll recognize most, if not all, the pieces.
A lot of the music that you hear, probably from the Addams Family, Harry Potter, a lot of the cinematic masterpieces that you hear are innately from an orchestra. So now you're going to actually be able to see what that music looks like coming to life on stage.
You can really get into the spirit by wearing a Halloween costume and winning a prize for it. The concert begins at 7:30 in the auditorium at Terrio. Tickets are available at the museum. Well, earlier today, we told you the historical Timmins story about Mayor Leo Del Villano supplying bear fur to Buckingham Palace guards for their Busby hats. Museum director curator Karen Bachman picks up the story, tells us that during her 1959 visit to Canada, Queen Elizabeth II invited Del Villano and his wife to join her for dinner.
And I would have loved to have been at that dinner, because I'm sure it was quite amusing for everybody.
Both the Queen and the mayor had a great sense of humor. Bachman says the man known simply as Leo was a no-nonsense guy who wouldn't get away today with some of his comments, and things like his weekly meeting with local media, complete with Irished-up coffee. To sign up for news alerts, go to MyTimmonsNow.com.